Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotion. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. If you're enjoying these devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. It really does help the algorithms and helps get the word across Washington State so that we can defend and advance biblical values in the public square. Let's remember what we're doing. We're trying to look into Scripture, apply Scripture to our hearts so we have a changed heart that then changes our culture, changes our policies and our regulations, and just changes everything in our the area around us in Washington State so that we would honor and glorify God. Today's Scripture is going to come from Jeremiah chapter 8. I want to encourage you to go look at the entire chapter. It's actually an exhortation or a rebuke to Judah. Now, Judah was the southern kingdom, and Israel was the northern kingdom. So at some point in history, they divided from one nation in half. And so Jeremiah is expressing some concerns over Judah, and I think we can learn from these individuals because there's a lot of things that just correspond to where we are today. So it says in Jeremiah chapter 8, it says, "Moreover, you shall say to them, thus says the Lord, will they fall and not rise? Will one turn away and not return?" This is a question we got to ask about Washington State. Are we going to go down the level of insanity to such a degree where we reject the living God and not rise again? Will we fall and not rise? Will one return or turn away and not return? Will we not return to our God, to our Savior Jesus Christ? As a people in the public square, will we be a people that embraces every expression of our flesh and say, it's got to be good, it feels good, it's right, it's my truth, all these kind of things that are just filled with garbage? Are we going to be a people that return to the God who get up when we make a mistake? I believe that we can be those people. Let's go to the next verse. Why has this people slidden back, Jerusalem in a perpetual backsliding? You know, as a Washington defender, I think we are in that same exact place in our culture where we keep backsliding. The violence that's taking place in our cities and our culture around us, those areas in Seattle, and we're just seeing a place where we've gone backwards in all the things. Lawlessness is getting worse. The disrespect of human life and for those around us is getting worse and worse. And I want to encourage you that we need to rise up again and turn back to God and return to Him in repentance. Lay hold fast to deceit. You know, we have people this evening like somehow trying to express that we can be men, can be women, and women can be men, that somehow we can walk in these areas of greed and not feel the consequences of them. And Washington Defenders, we need to be people who are humble and return to the living God. And you know, we don't want to be like this, that we hold fast to deceit and refuse to return. He goes on to say, "I listened and heard, but they did not speak aright. No man repented of his wickedness." The idolatry of our hearts is so overwhelming right now. We're worshiping happiness. We're worshiping pleasure. We're worshiping these things that will not satisfy and will not fulfill. And we need to be a people in Washington State who are incredibly different. We need to be a people who step out and are humble before God, because the reality is that we will stand before Him one day. We will bow our knees before Him and say that He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. God is asking us to repent and turn back to Him. What have I done? Everyone has turned to his own course as the horse rushes into the battle. Some of us are pretending like we haven't done anything wrong, but the fact is, where we have allowed our hearts to go astray from the Word of God, when we have not honored and glorified Him, we need to be people who turn back and say, no, enough is enough. We're not going to backslide any longer. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will stand firm in righteousness and holiness that God calls us to. The amazing thing is that through the power of His Holy Spirit, He gives us the ability to stand. He gives us the ability to return. He's given us everything that we need for life and for godliness. And I just want to encourage you, Washington Defenders, to turn back to the living God. Turn back and say, yes, Lord, we come to you, that today as you go into that public square, that this would be a day of repentance. That we wouldn't set up for ourselves one way that we are on Sundays and another way that we are in our workplace or in the business that we own or the people that we employ. we would turn from our wickedness and turn to the living God and say, God, you are holy and right, and we need you. Everyone turns to his own course. I've heard many people say, it's my truth, it's my way, it's, you know, there's no such thing as my truth. That you can have a perspective, but it's God's truth. There's only one truth, and it's God's truth. Yes, we have multiple perspectives sometimes on those things, but that doesn't make multiple truths. Even the stork in the heavens knows her appointed times. Do you understand the times we're living in right now? We can learn from Judah. They missed the very fact, the times that they were living in. And I believe we're living in the last days, and that we need to come back to the living God and fall on our face before him and cry out to him. The turtle dove, the swift, and the swallow observe the times of their coming. But my people do not know the judgment of the Lord. So let's not be ignorant. Let's learn from the sin and treachery of Judah. Let's go back and say, you know what? We are going to be a people who know the times and seasons that we're living in. Why do I say this? I'm not trying to discourage you today. What I really am trying to do is bring repentance into Washington State so that we will be humble before the living God once again, that we will not be so prideful that somehow we go beyond and think we've gone beyond the scriptures. God is holy. He does not change. Will today be a day of repentance? And that we would look at our attitudes and we're like, what have I done? No. I have not honored God. Lord, forgive me. Lord, we just pray over Washington State right now that you would forgive us for the areas that we have not honored you. We ask for your wisdom, your insight, your direction. Move upon our churches, God. We as the body of Christ in Washington State have tried to go our own course and do it our own way. God, use us. Multiply us. God, let us live for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.